job done then. A weekend of big disruption in the club. A lot of weddings going on.
There was, yeah. Danny was married yesterday, and Gary Coney was married today. So those things, it's important from a management perspective that you make sure those things aren't a distraction. Fairness to the boys, they all, the ones who went to the wedding yesterday, all took care of themselves and made sure they were well hydrated and plenty of rest, and came today just with the right mindset. So thankfully it wasn't much of a disruption.
You targeted a fast start, and that's what you got, and that was the foundation really, that, you know, put Saville on the back foot, and you kept them on the back foot.
I think that was it. Like, Saville probably targeted to get a fast start themselves, and probably seen that in our previous games we hadn't started particularly well, so it was something that we wanted to put right. And the first 5 minutes of the game, I think we had 3 points on the board and we were playing great football, but then we slipped into the old trap of trying to tick shots that weren't the right thing to do at that time, and that gave Saville energy, and they came with their own game. But I think just we seemed to always be able to keep them, you know, 4 or 5, and then obviously 9 in it at the finish. We were always able to keep them at arm's length.
There's a lot of energy in this team, and I suppose the new boys that have been brought in, the young fellas, have sort of brought that wee bit of a freshness to it.
Yeah, energy and pace. You know, you're talking young lads like Reece Donnelly, that only cut his teeth last year, and then young Mansell this year, and Ryan McCabe, all young lads under the age of, from I suppose, 18 to 22, 23. They give you great pace on the transition, and I suppose when the conditions are reasonably good like they were tonight, I have to say Omo's pitch was in fantastic condition, and the pig pitch suits us. We are a very athletic team, and we've a lot of size around the middle, so I think that definitely suited us tonight, and we got a real stranglehold midfield in the first half as well, which gave us a platform.
Cú Chulainn's off Cavan in the next round, a very exciting game against the Fermanagh champions there today. Came through it.
Yeah, and my understanding is that Cú Chulainn's finished division third in Division 1 in Cavan this year in the league, so you imagine they're a very, a very good side, and we've 2 weeks now to prepare for them. And you know, tonight we weren't at our best. Thankfully we didn't need to be, but just as the competition goes on, the quality of the opponent gets better, and we know that we'll have to improve from what we did tonight.